Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. My name is Wesley, and today I'm joined by
Mary.
Can we just call you a permanent guest at this point?
Yeah, I think that's probably smart.
Surprise, it's Mary. Okay, so first off, just want to mention our Patreon, the Once Upon an Island Patreon. If you join the Patreon, you get to watch all the videos as soon as they're done, as soon as they're exported off my computer. They're on YouTube. You can watch them. You don't have to wait for them to actually be posted publicly. And also, you get access to the MP3 files of these podcasts. So if you don't want to watch the video on YouTube, as soon as they get released, you can just download the MP3 and listen to it that way. But yeah. Oh, and very quickly, I want to mention that tomorrow, Friday, the 13th, I know, what a scary day. Are you scared by Friday the 13th?
No.
You should be, because tomorrow I'm releasing the first Survivor Africa video, and then everyone should be expecting Survivor Africa videos for the next month and a half, I would say. 39 days of Survivor Africa videos. I know you're about to say that. Yeah, because I told you the joke already. All right, so let's dive right into this. We pre-planned, as you may have listened to the last podcast, we planned out having a podcast right before the finale. So after the penultimate episode, before the finale, had no idea, though, that both the last podcast and this podcast would end up being about Dan in a way.
Well, it doesn't have to be about Dan.
I'm saying, like, that's, like, we got to address that first, though. And, like, last time it was definitely the biggest issue of the episode. This time it's more of a footnote. It's more of a continuation off that last episode. Because since that last episode we talked about, there hasn't really been much in the way of Dan doing anything that should get him kicked off the show. I mean, he called them jerks or losers. I'm sorry, losers at one point. And I don't know if you noticed, this is a quick side note, but last night when he was doing the puzzle, when he spelled the word Sith in the puzzle, and they showed it for like a second. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like that was foreshadowing for, I thought there was being jerks, but I didn't realize that this is also the same episode they're going to kick him out. So yeah, good on the editors. That was pretty funny. Also, what are the odds? So let's briefly cover this Dan thing. So it is the next morning after not much information has been revealed, but there is a People article that tells us exactly, well, not exactly. It tells us what happened, basically, without giving away names. So we'll jump into that, and then we'll go from there. So the People article basically says that Dan was removed from the game as a result of an undisclosed incident. That's what we were told at the end of the episode. But it sounds like, per multiple sources from People, that as Dan, at the After an Immunity Challenge, Dan touched a female crew member's leg. And it doesn't specify whether it's like the thigh or the ankle. But apparently he stumbled, or supposedly stumbled, and touched a female crew member's leg. And he swears it was an accident, but I feel like at that point they were probably at zero tolerance for him touching anybody, period. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say that's likely. I thought it was worse than that, honestly. But it sounds like, I'm sure what probably would be is that CBS couldn't afford for anything to be like, well, Dan was doing this and this and this, and they let him stay on. So, yeah, like you said, it was just zero tolerance. So he sounds like he's just a sleazeball, honestly. I mean, I don't know the man. I've only seen what I've seen, and it was edited for TV, but he sounds like he has a problem. He needs to get some help.
So what's weird is that we saw it at the end of last night's episode. We saw Dan get kicked out, but it says that this is after an immunity challenge, so I wonder how this is going to be handled next episode, because if there's an immunity challenge, then we have to see it. We have to see who won the immunity challenge. So I know that I figured that they put it in this episode so we talked about it and got it out of the way, so it didn't taint the finale, I would say.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So they didn't want it to be getting at the beginning, starting the finale with the immunity challenge, and then Dan gets kicked out, so I mean, that's all you can really talk about. At that point, whoever wins is going to be overshadowed, if they're not already overshadowed. So I kind of get the decision of why they put it in this episode, but we still have to see an immunity challenge with him, if that's truthful, if it really was after an immunity challenge that this happened.
I mean, it's possible, but I don't.
So will Dan be on our TV next week, or are they just going to tell us this person won an immunity challenge and not show it to us? You know what I mean?
It could have been before the immunity challenge, though.
No, well, okay, well, all right.
So it could have been the morning right after tribal. And the crew member just now came forward, or came forward later, or whatever.
So, all right. So, People have spoken to multiple people, what are the odds, involved with the show's production, who confirmed that the incident in question, which involved a member of the show's production team, happened after an immunity challenge as Dan and other contestants were getting into a boat to transport them back to camp. The incident was not caught on camera, but at least one other contestant witnessed it. So it happened after an immunity challenge.
I know what I'm saying.
If this is to be believed.
What I'm saying is that doesn't mean that's the next immunity challenge. This could be a past immunity challenge that is just not being brought up.
Oh, I'm tracking. Okay, so this could have been like the one we watched last night where everyone did the spinning. And then after that one, he touched somebody. And then they... what you're saying is after that immunity challenge, it's very possible he did that. And I wasn't keep track of the days last night as I was watching. So immunity and the... Tribal could have been the same day, and then the next day, after they had discussed it, they got rid of Dan.
Yeah.
That's possible. That's a good
For Elaine's sake, I almost hope it is the next immunity challenge, because it would seem unfair for this to come forward, and then they still go to Tribal and vote out Elaine, and then they take Dan out. Versus Elaine gets voted out, then at the next immunity challenge this happens, then Dan gets pulled, if that makes sense.
I hope that we don't see Dan next week.
But
so
yeah,
I hope it was after the last immunity
I'm
challenge.
Sure even if he was still there, they'll do their best to
edit
him out of it.
Yeah, we still don't support Dan. We still don't back him up. We still think he's in the wrong. In this case, it's at least in this case, no one could take advantage of it from a strategy standpoint. So it sucks that it happened. I think it does taint the season. That one whole merge episode, and now this, I don't know. It just really taints the whole season. It sucks for the other 19 people on the season, for everyone who works on the show, that this one guy. Though I was thinking last night, this is the first season that we talked about in the preseason that Jeff and company did the casting for, and no longer the previous casting director, Lynn Spillman. I wonder if this is like, man, Lynn Spillman never let anybody like this into the show, but now Jeff and company. I mean, I'm not blaming Jeff and company. I'm just saying like, you know, it's like one of those things, like you cast like your first season. It's like, what are the odds? You know, like, what are the odds?
That would be really devastating.
Because there have been nuts on Survivor before, but not like this.
there
have been
know.
A lot of Noras, but not like, yeah, it's true. There has been a lot of rumors and hearsay and things like that about things that have happened. Of course, there was back in season 5 an incident. Then Richard Hatch in season 8. So I guess maybe it's just the times we live in now that the things are being handled differently. I don't know if you knew that, Mary, but in All Stars, did you hear about this?
I'm sure you've told me, but I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. So in All Stars, over on briefly, Richard Hatch, he likes to get naked, but in All Stars, he got naked for a challenge, and it was a challenge where that people had to get really close to each other. So yeah, him and this Sue Hawk from season 1 as well, they ended up just touching, I would say. Along, like, Richard Hatch wasn't like trying to, like, he's gay, he's not into Sue Hawk, but it still doesn't matter, she still touched his dingling. So yeah.
So he got upset?
No, he was voted out pretty quickly after that, not because of that though. But she actually threw a fit the day or two after. She got really upset, and she quit. And I think hearsay is that she got a settlement from CBS. So anyways, it wasn't viewed as like, oh, Richard's this evil guy back then. It was still like a really negative moment, but it wasn't viewed in the same way that Dan's being viewed now. For touching a female crew member's leg and touching Kelly's face and stuff like that. So
I mean, there's a little bit difference.
If Dan was naked and was in a immunity challenge, and you know, if he did what Richard did, I feel like this would be even worse.
Oh,
so
well,
it just
yeah.
a difference. Like All Stars 2004, it's been 15 years, so difference in times. So anyways, that's all we have on Dan. Dan's out. I think he should be ranked as last place.
I think
First Boot Ronnie should be ahead of him. Go ahead.
I had one more thing to say. I was just gonna say, I was reading an article this morning.
Oh.
And it said that the finale will be taped.
Yes.
And not live.
This
so.
Is true. I wasn't quite there yet, but we
sorry.
Can go there now. Oh, you already brought up.
Well, it
there.
Was related to this because they want to make sure that nothing like,
oh, it's definitely related
yeah.
to this. Okay, fair enough. So yeah, in case you haven't already heard, basically what they're going to do is, so normally the finale happens, we're just going to stick with Eastern time here, normally finale happens from between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. They cut that up however they want, whether the actual episode's 2.5 hours of the three or just two, it doesn't matter. Either way, they have 3 hours of Survivor on television between the finale and the reunion. So actually what's going to happen is they're going to, instead of doing it live between 8 and 11, they're going to do it live between 4 and 7 Eastern. So basically everyone will actually know the results. I mean, not everyone. The people who are at the show will know the results
before America.
An hour and a half before the actual show airs on television. And yeah, they says because basically it's due to this incident. And I'm pretty sure they're doing it so that in case something happens on television or something said on television they don't want, they have the option of cutting it out. Because normally what they have with the live finales is a 10-second delay. And that 10-second delay is just not enough time if you really want to cut something out. Or something happens, yeah. So they're just covering their butts here. It's just really unfortunate. It just really makes the season. I don't want to rewatch it. Eventually,
this season already was kind of
meh. Meh. That's my analysis so far of the season. Meh. When Dean's supposed to be the funniest character on the show, and he's not really that funny. He's just more of a goofy.
I thought Lane was meh.
Yeah, Lane. I think Lane.
We didn't even know who Dean was until last night. Basically, he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, but Dean's been like Detective Kowalski. Okay, and
sure, he had that, you know, one other time.
Dean's not like a natural comedian, so he's doing goofy things, but he's not. I don't think he has that like Elaine has a natural comedy to her that Dean doesn't. But anyways, so last night that happened. So let's get into the actual episode. We go in the episode with Elaine, Dan, Dean, Janet, Lauren, Nora, and Tommy. And it seems like the current game plan for strategy is Tommy and Lauren are in the rest of the Vokai. We're just going to pick off Elaine and Janet. That seems to be the case. Well, from what I gathered last night, Tommy thinks that Nora, Dean, and Dan are all goats. And I think and right now I really think Tommy's going to win. We're going to get into rankings later, but it seems like between the merge and now, like if it ain't solidified in anybody's mind, Tommy's got this thing in the bag. I'm shocked if he doesn't win. Because he says that Lauren is a threat. Every time something happens in the show, we hear from Tommy. To what is Tommy thinking? What's happening with Tommy? What does Tommy want to do? How does Tommy feel? Like when Dan goes last night, we hear from Lauren, oh, Jeff's on the island. We're like, what? That's not really like what am I thinking? It's just like, whoa, crazy. Why is Jeff here? But then as soon as Dan's gone, as soon as Jeff says that, it's like Tommy's like, oh, man, what do I have to do? What do I have to think? And, of course, they don't actually know what Dan did. They just know Dan's gone. So there's like, but Tommy's like, but in that confessional, we hear from Tommy. What does Tommy think? What is Tommy going to do? What is Tommy want to drag Dan to the end? I think he wants to drag Nora, and I think he wants to drag Dean to the end.
He did until Dean played last night.
He says that, but I don't think he sees Dean as a bigger target than Janet or Lauren. I really don't think he sees that.
I think he's going to debate between Janet and Dean.
Because people like Janet, and Lauren has been like his number two.
Lauren's been his number two. He's going to get rid of Lauren, I'm sure. But Janet, I don't think has that. Just because people like her doesn't mean in today's Survivor that she'll win. I don't think she's done.
You know what, though?
As much as Dean has.
So I think we almost need to approach this as if you were in Tommy's shoes, what would you do? Because you look at your competition. You just got rid of Elaine, which, by the way, Elaine had that really heartfelt speech at the end. I felt like that was genuine. What do you think?
Yeah, it was genuine. I mean, Elaine's always spoken from her heart, I feel like, and that's one reason she's so likable. And this was the first time we probably saw her get really emotional about it because she knew, she knew she was getting ready to go. But no, I thought it was really good. It was really powerful how Janet and Lauren were comforting her. And, well, really Janet's words to her, I think. Because it's true, Survivor isn't, at least what you hear, it's not just about the money. It is finding out about yourself and what you can handle. And it seems like Elaine's maybe got a hold of some.
I'm surprised Elaine's 41 years old. Yeah. And Tommy's only 26. I thought Tommy was like 30, but no, he's 26 and Elaine's 41. I'm a bit surprised by that. Everyone else's age is a stack up. That just threw me off. Yeah, no, Elaine going, I don't know. Elaine kind of got like so from Dave versus Goliath, Christian Hubicki was like a fan favorite. Like everyone loved Christian. Nobody really thought I think he was going to win, but everyone loved him nonetheless. And then when he goes, it's like a really sad episode. And like I remember like his boot being pretty sad. And they kind of gave Elaine that treatment, but I don't feel like Elaine's been the fan favorite in the same sense. Like, she has not gotten a talk. She's not been in the show nearly as much as Christian was when he was booted. So I don't feel like I have as much of a connection to Elaine.
But a lot of people do like Elaine a lot. I mean, she has a big, a big following on social media.
Does she? Did you check that recently?
No, I just mean like, sorry. In a lot of the comments on Survivor-related things, everyone is always commenting on how much they love Elaine, how much they want her to win.
Sure. She could have a large following on social media.
I don't know. I haven't checked her personal social media.
Sure.
I'm just saying that people seem to like her a lot. Which is why they voted her off. I think she would get a lot of votes at the end.
Yeah, so
even though she's not like a really good strategy player, I don't think she's that great of a strategy. She didn't really do great in challenges either.
She did find an idol waist high in a tree.
She did find an
idol. So did Janet on a walking path. They didn't have to leave the walking path. Her and Janet. And Karishma, to a lesser extent earlier, she found the idol. I mean, it wasn't like waist high in a tree, but it was at in the back of a tree. These idols are getting really easy to find. There's on walking paths now. They're not even. I remember like it wasn't that long ago. David versus Goliath. Remember Angela? You know what I'm talking about. Angelina. Yeah, she had to climb a 100-foot wall to get her idol. What happened? Remember, it used to be so hard. She had to climb the 100-foot wall while Mike White was drunk. And Nick got it for her. And she's like, can I have it? And Nick's like, sure. And then she goes, oh, I climbed up that wall. It was so scary.
They really have had difficult to find idols, though. Like, I always like the ones where it's, like, underneath the tent or underneath the sleeping bed or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like, so, like, an Edge of Extinction, I feel like even there they were a little bit harder to find. They weren't, like, these, the past three I feel like we've seen are so obvious. Edge of Extinction, though, where, like, Rick found that one, like, you, like, got that clue and it's, like, it's above your camp or above your tent, you know, like, climb the tree in the middle of the night. That was a fun scene. I miss Rick Devins. I hope he comes back for another season. Him and Christian. But, yeah, I feel like they're getting really easy to find. Not a knock against the players. What are they going to do? Like, rehide the idol so that, oh, I found the idol, but I'm going to go hide it. I'm going to make it harder to find, sleep on it so I forget, and then go find it again? Like, no. Like,
well, it's just, also, people have been watching the show for a long time, so they really do kind of know where to look, I feel like.
But they don't. Do they, like, I feel like they're on the walking path. The idols are on the walking path at waist high. Like, you don't even have to bend over, really. You just, like, reach an arm down into trees and you find them. I don't know. It's getting to, like, I'm a fan of people finding idols, but this is, like, this is ridiculous. Island of the Idols is certainly living up to its name. I hope that it gets a little bit harder to find in the future again. Going back, just like, go back to being a little bit harder. I don't care about the number of idols. I care about I just care about how hard they are to find, I guess. But anyways, so Elaine goes home. Janet found an idol last night. Dean goes to Island of the Idols. Finally. I feel like we've seen Island of the Idols maybe four times this merge. Since the merge happened.
Yeah, it's not been very many.
No. But Dean goes to Island of the Idols, and Rob and Sandra have a talk with him, and they're like, jury management's important. What the jury perceives is going to be the truth. What the jury sees and thinks that you did is what's going to matter. You can't play a quiet game and win this game. And Dean's like, oh, yeah, definitely. And so they have this great talk with him. And I'm like, this is the best advice they've given all season. And they're like, okay, so we're going to play a game and we're going to flip a coin. Like, how does that relate to jury management, Mary?
Because he can tell them that he took a chance and flipped a coin.
Yeah, it's a load of. I think that they couldn't think of a game they could do in, like, 30 seconds on TV that related to jury management, so they're like, oh, let's flip a coin, whatever.
Also, hang on.
Oh, is it? Thank you. I dropped something. So also, I have, no one's talked about this, but I'm a little suspicious of that coin flip, and here's why. So if a true coin flip where there's no interference, you flip the coin and it lands on the ground and whatever it says is what it is. Last night, Rob flips the coin, catches it, puts it on his hand. Rob can tell, probably knew from the moment he caught it, what side was up, no or yes. So if it was no or yes, I'm sorry, if it was no, he wouldn't have put
that's
it on
how
his,
they do it in football. They toss a coin, put it on their hand.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good.
That's how you always do it. But the coin was carved.
You know what I'm saying.
The coin was carved so that he could probably feel which side it is.
I almost feel like Rob has wanted Dean to get the yes because he catches it, puts it on his hand. They have that like a minute long till they reveal it. It was weirdly long. And that's a yes. But I feel like if it had been yes without him flipping it, he would have caught it and opened his hand and it would have said yes. I can't confirm this, of course, but I felt a little suspicious after he put it on his hand. It was yes. Like, he had to flip it one last flip.
That's how they always do it. Go watch some coin flip videos.
You know what? You and I are going to have words later. I'm just suspicious, okay? I didn't say it's a confirm.
I wasn't suspicious, but I will say that
I am suspicious
because the coin was carved.
Yeah.
Which it was a specialized coin in Survivor, so of course it was carved.
So
it made it easier if they wanted to have Dan win or not win.
Yeah. Dean, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, Dean.
We all lost with Dan. So Dean wins, and he has a choice between three advantages. One is, what was the very first one?
I remember there
two.
Bro. I thought there was only two.
No, there's three. After the first one must have been so worthless if I can't remember it. Oh, the first one, sorry. The first one was an extra vote. The second one was an idol nullifier. And the third one was you get an idol, but it's only good for someone else and only at the next tribal.
I thought he made that up.
No.
Okay, I wasn't paid.
No, Dean has the legacy advantage. We'll talk about that in a second. the fake legacy advantage. So he has a choice between an extra vote, an idol nullifier, and an idol only good for someone else for one vote. That last one is a bunch. Like, who wants an idol? It's only good for someone else for one vote when there's seven people left. Like, what?
I mean, it depends on the season. In some situations, that could be really useful. But
I guess. Yeah, you're right. If, like, Dean was in an alliance with Janet and Lauren, and it was Nora, Tommy, Dan, and Elaine. I'm just, like, it was a 4-3, and he was down 4-3. They could play it on one of his people and make it even 3-3, I guess. But this season, it's not worth it at all. So he picks the idol nullifier, but to backtrack, it's because he had saw Janet get the idol out of that waist-high tree, and Tommy and her were, like, reading the clue or whatever out in the open, and Dean saw him. So now Dean knows Janet has an idol, and idols can only be played through 5. I double-checked that, because for some reason I thought it was through 6. But no, idols can be played through 5, and Dean's idol nullifier should be good through 5 as well, I'm guessing. So it's almost, like, confirmed that I don't know if this doesn't mean Janet's going home, but Janet plays her idol next tribal and Dean plays his idol nullifier. Janet could be gone very easily at 5.
I think Janet will be safe. Next.
Yeah, we'll get in that second. But Dean has this fake legacy advantage he got from Jamal back from, like, the merge episode. He has this fake legacy advantage. And a few episodes ago, he made a fake of his fake legacy advantage and played it. And look, and, like, by the way, that looks like a good play, I guess, in a way. He's setting himself up. Like, it's actually, it almost reminds me of JT and Heroes vs. Villains. Like, if only JT's thing had worked out, if only Russell hadn't been the epitome of evil, his written note to Russell with the idol would have been a brilliant play. If only Russell wasn't evil. So if only Dean's legacy advantage was real, this would look like a brilliant play. But it's only good at 6. And we're down to 5. We skipped 6 because Dan went. So I wonder, and they've spent so much time setting up. I wonder if, like, he's going to explain this. Like, he gets the final tribal and he's going to explain, well, guys, I actually had this thing. I couldn't get to play because of the thing that happened. And, but, like, I have it and it's, like, totally real. And then he asked Jeff to confirm it. Jeff's going to be like, this is not real. And then Dean's gonna be like an idiot in front of everybody at final tribal. I feel like it's about to happen.
I'm sure it will come up again because they wouldn't have spent so much time on it.
They did spend a lot of time on it but
it was smart and funny.
Yeah. And he asked, like, Rob and Sandra on the idols, like, can you guys confirm this is real? And Rob and Sandra are like, oh, no, only Jeff can.
Well, only Jeff can.
I know. But, like, I bet you if it was real, they would have said yes. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
Okay. I feel like they were in a between a rock and a hard place on that one. Oh, brother. So Dean has a few. Dean's, like, the only goofy moment person happening right now. Everyone else is, yeah. Janet's the nice person. Nora's crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Nora's going to make it to the end because she is.
Oh, absolutely.
She is definitely the one you want with you.
Do you
want
to power rank everybody now?
Sure.
All right, let's power rank everybody. Okay, so we only have 5 people left. So for number 5, who would you put at number 5? Who's going first in the finale?
I'm going to say Janet.
I'm also going to say Janet. Who loses the fire-making challenge? Who goes at 4?
I'm going to say he's going to put Lauren and Dean together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know their skills.
Obviously,
I
don't know. Yeah.
I'm assuming he's going to hope that Lauren wins and Dean loses at this point. But
are you ranking Dean 4 or are you ranking Lauren 4?
I'm ranking Dean 4.
Okay. And Lauren makes the final?
Sure, and Lauren makes the final.
I think that Lauren, if I also believe, I don't think he puts Nora on that fire making. This is under the assumption Tommy wins immunity, by the way, which is a big assumption. Tommy has not won much in the way of immunities. But
Tommy seems to get his way no matter what. So
it does seem to be the case. He's playing a brilliant social game. We've kind of passed over
it. Unless Dean wins in the final immunity.
That's possible as well. But I think if it's up to Tommy, that it's going to be Lauren and Dean. I agree with you in that fire making. And I believe Dean actually wins and beats Lauren. And then you have Tommy, Nora, Dean. Because Dean, the reason you said Dean loses fire, but I really feel like we're being set up for Dean in the final tribal explaining his fake legacy advantage.
And it's possible.
Yeah. So, and I'm already under the assumption that Nora and Tommy are there. So I have to say Dean gets there. Even though Lauren has been Tommy's number two, Tommy is definitely mentioned a few times now. Lauren's a real threat. He can't let her get there.
If I were Tommy and I saw Dean had just won this, won immunity and has this idol nullifier and he doesn't win immunity next tribal.
Yeah.
Or I would consider voting him out instead of Janet.
No, I'd get rid of Janet. Janet's liked by people. Tommy clearly is under. Tommy was before Daniel was kicked. Tommy is dragging 1, 2, 3 goats to the end right now. He's dragging Dan, Dean, and Nora to the end. I'm a little bit surprised
Janet
he got rid of Karishma.
What Janet and Lauren have done.
Oh, well, in the show, Janet's just been a good person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, people
just
like
nice.
Janet.
You don't win because you're nice.
Yeah, but his field of competitors is not good anymore. Like, it's down to Dan. Before Dan was kicked, it was Dan. After he got rid of Elaine, it's Dan, Dean, Janet, Lauren, and Nora. Like, his biggest targets should be Lauren and Janet. Like,
I'm saying his biggest
Nora,
Lauren,
Dean,
and
Dan were all goats. All of them.
Yes,
all three
until
of them.
Dean started playing. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think.
And nowadays Survivor, you don't win because you're nice. You win because you play.
You win if you get off Edge of Extinction in the finale and you play the most amazing 3 days to ever be played in Survivor.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. I joke about it, but I actually really respect those 3 days of gameplay. No joke. For real. The fact that you can just go in there and just these people have been playing for 36 days. You go in there in 3 days and just kick everyone's butt. Like, that says a lot about their gameplay. That's what I think. But anyways, all right, moving on. So, all right. So you've ranked Dean number 4. I ranked Lauren number 4. Okay. So your final three is Lauren, Nora, Tommy. How do you rank them?
Tommy wins, Lauren second, and Nora third.
Okay. I say, since my final three is Tommy, Nora and Dean, I go Tommy first, Dean second, Nora third. Pretty similar to yours, just swap Lauren and Dean. But I agree. I think if Lauren's in the final three, she does get there, that Lauren, she definitely gets some votes. I almost feel like with Tommy, Nora, Dean, he clean sweeps. Like, I maybe a vote's thrown on Dean. I don't know. Tommy's had such a, like, we've never once in this entire season seen Tommy have anyone be mad at Tommy, not like Tommy, want to get Tommy out. Tommy has 2 votes against him, but frankly, I don't think anyone's ever really thought Tommy as a target. So I almost feel like Tommy goes into that final tribal and just clean sweeps it. Probably. But if Lauren's there, I do think Lauren should get some respect and get like some votes. I don't know how many people exactly are gonna be on. Should be 10 people at that final tribal. It was gonna be 11 until Dan was kicked, so it's gonna be 10 now. So if Tommy wins 10-0, I won't be surprised. But if Lauren's there, I think it should be more like 7-3, 6-4.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tommy still wins.
I like Lauren. I think she's done a really good job.
Yeah, remember our preseason, we were like, or at least I remember, I was like, oh, yeah, Lauren, she wants to be as hot as Troyzan. Or she thinks she's hot as Troyzan. I forgot which one it was. But so we thought Lauren's be funny, and that really didn't pan out in the show, at least not what we were shown. But yeah, I remember. I think she was my preseason pick to win, and look at her now. She's already in the final five. Yeah, she said, which Survivor contestant are you most like? Troyzan, because we're both hot. That's what she said. There we go. Troyzan also got the final three and didn't win. So maybe speaking that over herself. I don't know. All right, so that was last night's episode. We're teased with the finale next week, and we're teased that they're all going to Island of the Idols. But out of everyone, I believe Tommy's the only person who hasn't been to Island of the Idols. I think Nora's been there. Janet's been there. Dean's been there. Has Lauren been? So maybe it's just Lauren and Tommy haven't been.
I want to say Lauren's been. Pretty sure Lauren
I don't think
been.
Lauren's been. Oh, man. It's slipping my mind. I don't think she's been to Island of Idols. Maybe she has. You know what? You're right. She has been. It was like slipping on me. So Tommy's the only one who hasn't been there. So it's like everyone's going to show up and be like, oh, I'm so surprised. And Tommy's going to be like, what? The only real surprise we're going to get at that point is Tommy.
You think they're going to act surprised?
I think it's just going to be like, I feel like Rob and Sandra have to have some sort of like, I feel like the immunity challenge, the next immunity challenge is going to be at Island of the Idols. That's why they're going there. You know, like yeah. Why else bring them there other than them to do the look at the heads for the last time that we built? So yeah. And then we have, so Dean on Instagram, I believe is DK Chillin. I don't know if you knew that. But next episode he's gonna be DK Villain because and then next time on Survivor it showed Dean going like he's gonna be like a villain. It feels like ever since Dean went to Island of the Idols all of a sudden now he's got his butt kicked into gear. He's like, oh, I need to play this game and get, you know, win the hearts of the jury or win the votes of the jury. I don't know, did you not remember next time on Survivor where he said he's gonna be a villain?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, he's going from DK Chillin to DK Villain. I thought that was a pretty good pun, and now I don't
feel dejected.
And oh brother. So anyways, so that's where we're at right now. I know this is two episodes ago, but I was legitimately concerned Krishma was gonna go Final Three and win.
I was not concerned that she would win. I thought she would go to Final Three.
She was getting so much in the way of content in the show. Every episode, we were always hearing from Krishma. I was a little bit worried she was going to go to the end and win. And I say worried because I didn't think she was playing a good game, but the way she's being edited seemed like, man, Krishma's like, she has to be going far for her to get this much in the show. But I feel like there's probably more of the editors were like, Krishma has one of the most compelling stories of the season to tell, so we're going to tell it, regardless of the fact that she goes home at 8.
Yeah, I'm sure that's more true.
That's probably more true. But, man, I was – until Karishma went home, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I think Tommy's going to win, but what if Karishma actually pulls a Chris and, like, in the final episode or two just, like, plays the most amazing 3 to 6 days of Survivor ever seen? Maybe she Chris's us. I mean, these people have not seen Edge of Extinction when they play the game yet. They'd only seen a few episodes, so there's no way she had seen Chris pull that off. But, yeah, you know, always a little bit worried. So next week – we're going to get a Tommy win, it sounds like. This is the most obvious winner, I feel like, since you didn't see Worlds Apart, but since Worlds Apart, season 30. I last night, I was thinking through all the seasons. I'm like, were any of them obvious? Ghost Island with Dom and Wendell seemed obvious that one of them was going to win, but not that. But, like, I'm talking, like, since Worlds Apart, season 30, it has not been more obvious who the winner was. So
well, you never know in Survivor.
Yeah, you know what? If Nora wins, I think that single-handedly saves the season from being, like,
what?
One of the worst.
Saves this season?
Yes. Right now, this season...
If Nora wins...
This season's, like, one
I'll
of the
I'll stop
last
watching Survivor if Nora wins.
If Nora wins, this is one of the better seasons. It's like, you know what, though? Would have been the best...
Why?
...version of Survivor is if Reem had won Edge of Extinction. It's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, Nora's, like, the Reem, but, like, Reem was a lot more fun.
Reem is more likable.
Dude, what are you saying? Bro,
I like Reem.
I'm gonna get lit like a volcano. All right, so the finale's next week. I hope I don't get spoiled before it happens, man. I gotta stay off Facebook or whatever before it happens. I don't want somebody because some jerk's gonna spoil it.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk and spoil Survivor. Yeah, wait till it airs on TV and then spoil it. Oh, brother. Anyways, so yeah. And then we're expected to finally get teased for season 40. Well, we are going to get teased. I guess we're going to get a little mini trailer for War of the Winners. Oh, wait, not War of the Winners. Winners at War. I'm still not 100% on that name. I like War of the Winners better than Winners at War. That's what season 40 is going to be called. I feel like War of the Winners is just like War of the Winners. It sounds great, but Winners at War? Maybe they're trying to avoid War of the Worlds, War of the Winners.
Sure, Winners at War.
Winners at War. That's going to be an exciting season. I sure hope they don't screw nothing up in that one like they did with this one. But
it should be good. Oh, you have all winners.
All winners, I know. Well, yeah, nobody can target each other for being a winner because they're all winners. That's the point. All right. Well, that's it. Do you have anything else to add?
I do not.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, guys, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, there will be the first Survivor Africa is dropping tomorrow. In fact, if you check the Patreon right now, it's already on there for everyone actually to see. But the rest of the videos will be released on Mondays. And they'll be with it much earlier on Patreon, though. But if you have patience, they will be on Mondays. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in and listening to the podcast. And we will see you all next week after the finale for our final podcast of Island of the Idols.
See if we're right.
See if we're right. Yeah. If we're wrong about Tommy, I think so is 99% of the Survivor internet right now. All right. Well, see y'all. Bye.